And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick's, he had a big night last night, so he's probably not getting up this morning. So he got married yesterday, yeah. Hey, Captain Frank Lopresti and First Mate Kathy are here from the Royal Polaris and Shogun. We're going to be talking some great fishing here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, Avet, Calstar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, MC Baits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seagar, Shimano, United Composites, West Coast Marine, Wind Grips, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranks 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranks 500 HG has the cranking power you need, and with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranks reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball, and when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranks Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and the morning after, Pete.
Yeah. Great time.
as witnessed by Frank and Kathy, too. Congratulations, Rick and Dallas.
Congratulatory.
Yeah, congratulations.
Absolutely. And,
two great people.
Looks like
all
a good matchup.
Well. It's a great matchup. She likes to fish. And now they say, Frank, that, you know, she's a better fisherman than his. We're in full doubt of that, right? Because we know how good Ricky is.
I had to laugh at that one.
Yeah. Ricky's a darn good fisherman. But, hey, I'm sure they're going to have a happy life and going to be fantastic. So, hey, Frank and Kathy, good morning. And what's going on at the Royal Polaris and Shogun?
Well, talked to Jeff again this morning. He's had a fabulous trip. Jeff's running the trip. I think Roy went to Gonzaga Bay and it's down there on his little vacation.
Oh, okay.
But he'll be good back on Tuesday on the boat. Jeff's had a great trip. He went to Guadalupe to start with, fished there for 2.5 days, and then went down to the Ridge. The Ridge has really got some beautiful grade tuna.
Really?
Yeah, 30 to 45 pounds.
Nice.
And it's also got a few of that 15 to 20 pound, but if you get on the right spot of fish, it's 30 to 45 pounds. And very similar to the fish that's at Guadalupe, except at Guadalupe there's the occasional 50 to 80.
Okay.
So other than that, between what we call jugs and the 13, there's assorted kelps that have some Dorado. It's a scratch at the Wahoo. If you catch 15 Wahoo a day, you're scratching with the best of them.
Nice.
And so a little bit of Wahoo, Dorado, a few grouper. It's that great Ridge fishing where you get that mixed bag.
Incredible variety. You don't know what to bring because you got to just bring it all, right?
That's right. You got to bring it all.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
And so they've had a great trip. He's yesterday he picked up a little more yellowfin, a little more yellowtail, but he's limited out on the yellowfin. And today he's around Canoas. Checking that out. Water temperature there is around 69-70, and he's going to be looking for yellowtail primarily, and then probably fill in with a little bit of red rockcod.
Nice. Sounds like a heck of a trip.
Yep.
Yeah, and Jeff, of course, doing fantastic job on the Royal Polaris.
You know, he is, number one, so happy over there that it's really a pleasure to see. Yeah. And people have really, I've really gotten a ton of great compliments, especially when he's working the deck. He is having a ball.
Yeah.
So, and then if you get Roy working the deck when Jeff's running it, then, you know, you get a gut ache from laughing. So
yeah, of course. So you got a good team on there, and you're still getting on the boat now and then, right?
It's been a while for me since the problems with my knee. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping after my surgery coming up here soon that I'm going to be able to run a few more trips. It's not going to be a bunch more. I'd like to run, I miss it terribly.
Yeah.
I'd like to run 4 or 5 more trips before I think I should retire. And the only reason why I think I should retire is because when you have Jeff and Roy, I doubt that I can compete with either one of them.
It's an A-team. That's an A-team. Now, Kathy, you're going Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, yeah.
Ten day
load.
So what are you, taking?
Everything.
All right, so what are you going to take for Guadalupe?
Probably a good 40-pound setup
and
avoid the 30-pound setup. And, you know, throw the 50 in. It'll just all be there because I'm going to have Wahoo gear. I'm going to have yellowtail gear. I'm going to have big, little tuna gear. I'm going to have a little bit of everything. So depending on, you know, what you find, at least you know you have everything and you're not going to have left anything at home.
Yeah, indeed.
It'll all be there in the rack waiting to be used.
Because you don't know, on a trip like that, you don't know what's going on.
No, and that's it. You know, my first trips were on the Ridge. They were 10-day trips on the Ridge. That's how I got into long-range fishing. I'd never been overnight on a boat, and my first trip on the water was a 9-day trip.
9-day trip, wow.
And so I grew up with that, you know, everything could be possible.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. I really miss going in the fall. I really love this time of year to fish.
Fall is a great time to fish. What do you say to ladies that are thinking about going on a long range trip?
Go. just go. It's, you know, I've talked to a lot of women that kind of are afraid to get out there and go. It's intimidating.
Yeah.
You get on a boat with all guys and you're the only woman. It's intimidating, but you just put your head down and fish and do what you went to do and it all works out.
What I have found is that the guys that have ended up taking their wives or their significant other have been basically disappointed.
Yeah.
Because now they want to go every time, and that means they can't go as often. So that's honestly, I've heard that more than once. You know, not too many times have I heard, "Oh, she didn't enjoy it that much. She won't be coming back." I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah. Right, right.
So now she wants to go every time he goes.
Yeah.
So now it costs him twice as much.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, and ladies on long range boats are commonplace these days.
Very commonplace. Yeah. It's rare you get on the boat by yourself anymore.
Yeah.
You know, usually there's at least another woman or two or three.
Yeah.
It's
and we're starting to see more young ladies on the boat.
Young ladies, yeah. Stateroom accommodations and all the great food. Who can resist that, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Renee and Paul a little bit.
Okay, on the Shogun.
Those guys.
Which I'm stepping on Saturday.
That's right. Those guys are doing such a good job.
Oh, yeah.
And they have such an A crew on there. And good chefs. They're doing an amazing job. You know, yesterday Renee weighed in, I think it was a 53-pound yellowtail.
Ooh, from Guadalupe?
Yep.
Wow.
They had some. They had several other 30, 35-pound yellowtail. It was Alan Cotto's trip, and they had good tuna fishing. But like Alan said, it was scratch fishing. You know, he had to drop down to 30 quite a few times.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's Guadalupe has been anywhere from excellent to, you know, as much as 120 fish in one day.
Wow.
To as little as 12 to 20 fish in
one
day.
Yeah, just scratch.
You just don't know.
But what a beautiful place to fish.
Oh.
And what a great opportunity the Mexican government has given us to go fish there.
Yes, and the fish in Guadalupe is gentleman fishing because you know every night that boat is not going to move because you're in the lee of the island.
Yeah.
And it is just so comfortable. When I say so not nice. Move, I mean it's not going to rock around.
Yeah, you're just.
And you've always got pretty much good weather.
Yeah, so. Hanging out. Yeah. Yep. That island is so big and so remote, it makes its own weather, right, Frank?
That's right.
It seems like, yeah.
You can be down at the south end and it could be blowing 10 knots. You get up to the north end, especially around certain areas up there around the prison in that area, and it can be blowing 50 to 60.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Comes down the island from the top of the island, because that's the highest part of the island, and then around the corner of the island. I mean, there's been many times where you had to go up top, secure anything that's on the top of your bridge, tie it down, because it's going to blow off.
Wow.
It's
amazing.
It's amazing what it'll do.
When did you first fish Guadalupe?
No.
Do you remember?
That's a good story because I'd never been there. And Bill found somebody that had been there and was willing to go with me. And, it was my first trip on the Big Searcher.
On the Searcher.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
And
Bill had been there on other boats, right?
Oh, yeah. Bill had been there many times on the on several boats on the Holiday.
Uh-huh.
He'd fished over there several times. Yeah. But, my first trip, I don't remember what year it was. Let me think. It would have been about 68, 69.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. And what was that like to first go there?
You know, back then we didn't have the yellowfin there. It was just bluefin.
Bluefin?
Yeah.
That's a crazy story how it has switched over.
It was always just bluefin. And if you remember.
Resident bluefin?
Yes.
Yeah. And they weren't small.
Up to 400 pounds.
Wow.
And it was, if you remember Phil Tozier, remember who Phil Tozier was?
I remember the name, yeah.
He owned Davy's Locker.
Okay.
And he got in a rubber skiff, he got a 300 and some pounder.
Wow.
And, it was all bluefin, and I can remember we had a father-son-daughter trip where we were fishing on the backside, and one day there we had, Loomis and I were running the boat, and we had like 70 bluefin all in that 40 to 50 pound class.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's why it was called Tuna Alley down there by Smooth Rock and at Outer Rock, that was called Tuna Alley, and it was all bluefin.
I'll be done.
And then one year, the bluefin were gone, and the yellowfin showed up, and it's been that way ever since.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you don't catch bluefin there anymore.
And the yellowfin, were never mixed in with the bluefin there.
No.
It's just, and the water temperatures, are they basically the same?
Yeah.
They really haven't altered.
No, I would say, if anything, maybe it was a little cooler, but
Yeah.
You know, it was, and it was, I would say the yellowtail fishing was one of the prime things there, too. I can remember with my daughter on the boat, we had, she had got a limited yellowtail one morning.
One morning, wow.
So, you know, we had some Yo's groups, we had some phenomenal yellowtail fishing there.
And whatever those fish eat over there, both yellowtail and tuna, it is absolutely the finest quality fish you can eat.
Isn't it amazing? It's hard to figure.
Yeah, it's like, why is it so much better?
I think because they eat so much scad.
Oh, is that what it is?
The scad,
I think so.
It's
no, wait a minute. It's scad and squid.
Squid. Really? Okay.
The deep water there provides a lot of cuttlefish and squid.
Oh, uh-huh.
Interesting. It's definitely a fatty content. Yeah, I mean, that's the...
There's not a great amount of red crab.
Okay. Yeah.
At times there is, but they're eating other stuff than red crab. Yeah. And it is amazing. I know Kathy's favorite yellowtail is Guadalupe yellowtail.
Yeah. It's not even a yellowtail. It's almost like grouper. It is.
Yeah.
It
so
is.
Fatty.
Fish are definitely what they eat. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
You can put up five pens and you can feed them five different things and they'll all taste different.
And we talk about it a lot on the show. I mean, it comes up a lot about the quality of fish that comes out of Guadalupe, and it just... Hands down. I mean, if you've never tried it, you would be right on board with the understanding.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because the fish from Alaos, I think, tastes better a lot of times than the... And when we say taste better, I mean, don't get me
wrong. It's all good.
It's all very good. But you notice the difference from the fish from Alaos, too, but yet the fish from Guadalupe is better than the Alaos fish.
Interesting. So.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today, Frank, Kathy. A lot of knowledge here in the studio. Corey, going to be a great show.
A lot of interesting stuff. You know, talking about the history and the bluefin being there at one point at Guadalupe and now yellowfin. I mean, just a lot to talk about. And we've got a full hour and a half, 2 hours ahead of us with Frank and Kathy, and totally stoked to have them in studio. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Totally stoked to have that. Actually, one lucky caller is going to be totally stoked to have that in his hands, his or her hands. Give us a shout, 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the radio, on Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. We've got to get that all straight. We will.
Yeah.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our 2019 trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
It's Yamaha's Y-Wave for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
That's right, and Frank Lopresti and First Mate Kathy are here, Royal Polaris Shogun. Very excited about the Shogun trip, the six-day Let's Talk Hookup trip coming up this Saturday, Frank. And
I'm excited too, Pete, and I want to know when you get back.
Yeah, yeah, with that fish, right?
Right?
You need some fish.
So I can meet you at the dock.
Oh, yeah.
You possibly may not be going straight to Guadalupe. It's hard to say, but you know that... There's an area of bluefin 20 miles outside of the area of yellowfin.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Tim was talking about fishing it today.
Wow.
And I know Paul is fishing it today.
Okay.
And going straight to Guadalupe.
Okay, good.
But Benji, you're on a 6. He's on a 7. Benji, you're on a 6, depending on what's going on at Guadalupe and what's going on with that bluefin. But that bluefin is beautiful fish.
Nice.
40 to 100-pound fish.
Oh, my.
So, you just
better adjust my tackle.
Well, you might... Make sure you have plenty of fluoral.
Yeah, for sure. Well, a lot of opportunity. And the fall is such a great time of the year to go fishing. But tell us about the Shogun. Now, we talked a little bit about Renee and Paul taking over the reins there, and they've done just a fantastic job.
They have. And, you know, they're basically buying the boat a little bit at a time, 10% each year. And,
nice.
They'll take over the boat completely in 3 to 5 years.
Wow.
So...
Fantastic.
So it's a great deal for them, and it's a great deal for the industry.
Yeah.
That's what we need is good young people.
Good young operators, and such a fantastic platform, too. That's such a big, wide platform and super stable because steel boat. I really like the Shogun.
Good. I'm glad you do.
It's a great
and
thing.
So are they. Glad that you do.
But Royal Polaris, of course, has been your baby for a long time, and... Mm-hmm. Royal Polaris is just doing... I'm looking down the schedule here, and I was surprised. Ricky's trip in December, December 7th, it's got some openings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's a definite go, it says.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, no, you're going.
I think it's about half full right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Yeah, more than half.
A little more
than
half full, but it's the 7th to the 14th.
Yeah.
And the trip after that, the 14th to the 21st, I think has only got 7 or 8 people, but I've made it a definite go.
You're a definite go. Yeah.
So and it's, you know what, it's that holiday season, but it's also the best fishing time to go to Guadalupe.
Is it really? Why?
Why? Because the critters are not around.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there's an abundance of tuna there, too.
An abundance of tuna. It's been some... I know the last 5 years, that has been November and December into the first 2 weeks of January have been the best fishing at Guadalupe, for sure.
Wow.
Bigger fish on the average. I know Tim had some fish the other day that were in that 80-pound class.
Nice.
So...
Yeah, so if you want to go on the Royal Polaris, and, it's going. It's going to be a light load.
So is the Shogun.
Yeah.
Shogun's got very similar dates.
Yeah.
And, yes, in fact, I was talking to Tim. Almost all the boats that have trips scheduled in December have openings.
Yeah.
So.
When's Ricky's trip?
Ricky's trip is December 7th.
On the RP?
On the RP, yeah.
Okay.
7-day trip.
Get to fish with Ricky. That's
a
good time.
Get to go with Ricky, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to Frank and Kathy, so let's jump into it.
They are, and let's talk to Scott. Scott's calling from Irvine this morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I had a question for Captain Frank. You were talking about that bluefin that was outside the yellowfin zone, and they're like 40 to 100 pounds, and when you're fishing that, like, 40 to 60 pound setup and you have that mono top shot that a lot of you guys have talked about, but then you want to add like a 60 pound fluorocarbon leader, what knot recommendation do you suggest for connecting that heavier fluorocarbon leader to your mono top shot?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't even do a mono top shot. I would just do a straight fluoro top shot myself, just because I think your bait swims so much better. I'd probably do something like, you know, as much as 30 or 40 feet.
Oh, okay.
And I realize that's a little bit expensive, but it also, to me, means I like to have it long enough so that when I make my cast, the knot is not going to go through the guide. Okay. So that would be my choice rather than having two knots.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think Kathy is a better person to talk about which knot's better. And I always defer to her simply because she used to run the knot tying
contest
for years.
Yeah.
But she obviously isn't going to go fluorocarbon because she's not the greatest lover of fluorocarbon.
She's
but she'll be a mono person. So, Kathy?
I have a really hard time connecting mono and fluoro together in that you're putting one more knot in there to fail. And I see that knot, no matter what you tie, there's a lot of options. But that's where it's going to fail, is right there. And I agree with Frank. You just go with a whole 30-foot top shot of whatever you're going to fish, fluoro or mono, and leave that extra connection out.
And what's your connection for from the Parapolar Spectra to the mono or fluorocarbon?
The John Collins knot.
The John Collins.
Yeah. It's hard to beat that.
You can't
beat
that
knot.
It really is. I've turned to that for all my bass fishing, too.
Yes.
Freshwater, saltwater. It's
everything. That's an amazing knot. I mean, it's not difficult to tie, and it's clean. And
very clean.
It is so strong.
The only thing I've come across with it is going in and out of the guides 1,000 times. It does wear down the loop of fluoro. So I just have a tendency.
You just gotta remember to change it out.
That's exactly it. Because
like how often, Corey?
I honestly, once during the day. You know, if you went through the whole day, you were pretty lucky.
That's
really
bass fishing where you're casting a lot.
It's coming in and out of the guides, seriously. I mean, hundreds of times.
Yeah.
And it's just that pressure at the very end, you know, it needs to be retied during the day.
Yeah, for sure. And what pound test would you tie it to, Kathy? Up to what pound test?
100 pound.
Up to 100 pound.
Yeah.
And then after 100 pound, what are you doing?
I do a loop-to-loop.
A loop-to-loop.
Do a wind-on.
A wind-on leader, yeah. All right.
And I like the long leader of the fluoro, too, like you're talking about, Frank, because, I mean, when it gets down to the do-or-die situation, a fish is straight up and down, you've got that knot on your reel, you know? And
that's the way I like to go with it. especially when you're fishing bluefin. Bluefin are just historic or normal. When they get anywhere from about 20 feet down, they will go upright and they shake that head back and forth. They are doing everything they can to chew that line in two.
So to have that knot on the reel, you know, I mean, spend an extra 20 to 30 bucks and put that on there. I mean, you can use that multiple times.
You don't have to replace the whole top shot. It all depends on your cast. You know, it's how far you cast.
I like it. I do.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, hope that helped you out, Scott. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go south down to Rancho Leonero. We got our great buddy, Mr. John Ireland's on the line. And buenos dias, John. Great to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Everything's good down here. Beautiful weather. Beautiful weather. It's an early fall. It was 67 degrees this morning. So it's starting to cool off. Weather's real nice. Water's still warm, 83, 84 degrees, and the fishing's pretty good. You know, it hasn't been red, red hot. The big player has been wahoo. We've been catching quite a few wahoo way down south of the Venaramas, down by the White Cliffs, and as usual, loads of marlin. Gosh, loads of marlin right off the front. Anyone that wants marlin is going to pick up at least one, and at least as many as three or four. So the marlin fishing's real good. The dorado fishing was slow beginning of the week and really, really picked up the last couple of days. Quite a few more dorado, average fish, I don't know, 10, 15 pounds, something like that. We have a lot of sardines available to bait all in the area. So, that really, really helps the fishing. Bottom fishing's been very good as well. There's been a lot of pompano, a lot of, pargo taken, a lot of amberjack, and a lot of Sierra. You know, the water is 83, 84.
Wow.
It's been an unusual year. We've had quite a few Sierra take. And normally, you know, they and it gets over 75 degrees of water, and we don't get the Sierra. And they're around in great numbers, too. Tuna, yellowfin have been slow by. They haven't had many tuna this week, but that could change any time. You know, the Van Wormers have the Dorado shootout, or Dorado, pardon me, the tuna shootout coming up next week, and I hope it picks up. It should.
What about the beach fishing, John?
About the inshore, is that Frank there?
Yes. Good morning, John.
Hi, Frank. Good morning. I'm down here, so I have no idea who the guests on the show. Beach fishing's been good. Very little pressure on the rooster fish. Everybody's ranging out, going for looking for the Dorado and the Wahoo. So there hasn't been much pressure on the rooster. Gosh, you see them rolling up and down the beach all the time. They're fishing the drop-offs too, you know, and they're going down, they're going down about 500 feet real deep, and they're picking up a lot of black grouper down on the bottom and some big amberjack as well. So bottom fishing's been just extraordinary. What they're doing is they're catching the skipjack and chunking the skipjack and dropping them down deep and really, really doing well on the bottom fishing. So it's been a so-so week. It hasn't been a great fishing week for us, but we expect it to pick up. I mean, all the conditions are perfect. It's after Lorena, the storm, you know, it slowed it down a little bit. It really hasn't picked up since. So,
you know, Frank, John, when I was down there last week, and of course we had beautiful lunch with you and Jennifer at the ranch last week, but that rain came through last Sunday, and wow. But things were already super green in the desert, and it is absolutely abundantly beautiful, as beautiful and green as I've ever seen it, too.
You know,
yeah, it's jungle.
The other thing about, you know, when John says it's just, he's given us the indication that it's not wide open right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's really tough because that means that you have to hang out at the pool, you have to pay a little bit of horseshoes, maybe a little bocce, and the fabulous bar, and the good food.
An ATV ride up the beach.
If it was... It wouldn't bother me a bit if they said it was windy and I couldn't go fishing because I could have a ball right there and go out and snorkel and whatever else.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
You talk. I'm always envious when I hear John come on and I know he's down there because I know what it's like. It's just gorgeous.
I can hear it in his voice.
For sure. No doubt about it.
Well, if
somebody wants to come down, John, how do we get a hold of you? Are there spots available here in the prime months of October and early November?
Thanks. Yeah, you know, October and November are real nice months. And we do have rooms, though. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLandNero.com and catch up with us there. And again, this is a really beautiful time of year. It's cooler days. You know, it's in the mid-80s, the highs, and cool mornings. And like I said, water's still real warm, and the snorkeling on the reef has been exceptional. I was out myself yesterday, full of fish, and they got the kayaks and stand-up paddle boards. Plenty to do around
here.
Got
it all.
Well, don't forget the ATVs, too.
Oh, yeah, you have your own set of ATVs up there now, too, which is great. You know, John, I hadn't talked to you. We dove Pulmo Reef on last Monday, and told Gabriel Report, you know, it was the day after that rainstorm, and the dive masters were going, I don't know what it's going to be like. It was spectacular. 50-foot visibilities, tons of fish, and, you know, that's another thing that you can do. You're not far from Cabo Pulmo there at Rancho Leonero, and, you know, maybe an hour drive down there to get down there. But that in November and in October, November, they say are prime months down there. So if you're a diver, definitely do Cabo Pulmo. It's amazing.
You know, Pulmo is probably the best diving in the world. There's nowhere that you can go that you're going to see more fish. It's just so jammed up with fish in the park.
It is beautiful.
It's a really special spot.
Yeah. Lots of stuff to do at Rancho Leonero.
There sure is.
Indeed.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, John. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate the report.
Sure will.
All
right. Nice talking to you.
Very good. All right. Very good. Well, let's jump into those phones.
Let's do it. They are packed up, Pete. Let's talk to Grant. Grant called from San Carlos. Good morning, Grant. Welcome to the show.
Good morning,
Grant.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, Grant.
Hi, Frank, Kathy, and all.
Good morning, Grant.
Check in here. And just wanted to report in from our 2-day on the Liberty that we had earlier this week, and just had a couple of updates and recaps from it, and we all had a great time, and Kathy got to fish with your niece on the surprise there, and that was a lot of fun, and she did a great job, and we all had fun together. And just a comment or two about, before we get to the fishing part of it, the most important part of all these trips, of course, is who you go with and who's running the boat, because fishing isn't always catching, as we know, and we had some challenges there, but the group was phenomenal. These guys and gals came from everywhere, and you'd think they'd known each other their entire lives. I mean, it was just so much fun. And of course, that starts at the top with Captain Taro and the crew and Sarah and the galley, and just amazing how everybody interacted. And it was all full of smiles, laughs, and joy in an area in a time where the fishing was challenging. You know, the weather was great on the first day, a little bit choppy on the second day, but we went out there amongst those bluefin and they played the game they like to play. We still managed to get 12 or 13 of those things, and they were 25, 50 pounds, and everybody had a shot at them, but they just were challenging. So as a good captain will do is say, we're going to change a game up here and see what we can do the second day and maybe get a few more fish to bite, which resulted in a yellowfin and skipjack mix of, decent grade fish, but everybody on the deck had a chance to catch one or two of them. And coupled with that raffle that was so generously sponsored by AFCO, Shimano, and Kamigatsu, and Nomad, it was a blast. And, you know, everybody had a great time. And the true test of that, of course, is when people come up to you and go, let's go next year. Can it be another day? Can we do a 3-day?
Well, thank you for hosting that great trip. Let's Talk Hookup trip 2-day. That we did two different 2 days this year, and on the Liberty, and both trips were, that boat is just exceptional. The crew is exceptional, and like you say, on a 2-day, it's a great 2-day boat, right, Frank?
I agree.
Yeah,
great day and a half, 2-day. 2.5 day. It's a fabulous boat.
Yeah.
And Grant, thanks for taking care of Kristen. She was a little nervous going. She'd never been out without me with her, and I was out of town, and I said, you got to go. And she saw you, and you guys had worked at Friends of Rollo booth before, and she's like, oh, I'm great. I'm good. I know somebody.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
And she had a great time.
That's great.
That's awesome. And it's nice to imagine that nice day and a half, 2-day trip. That boat is actually, Taro runs full-day trips on there. Oh, yeah. You can go in full-day.
He's out there right now. They got limits yesterday.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
It's just been the kind of that one day they're biting, and they're biting full speed, but there's still a lot of fish around.
Oh, a lot of fish. You know, it's going to be that deal where we're going to run out of people before we run out of fish.
It's incredible.
I think we're going to have fish into November for sure.
Wow.
And it's going to be interesting to see what the bluefin does over the next few weeks.
Yes. Yeah. You never know.
So
yeah. Well, Grant, thanks for doing a great job of hosting. You wrote a nice article. We're going to be posting that on our Let's Talk Hookup homepage there very soon with a bunch of pictures. And I'm glad you had such a good time.
Yeah, my pleasure. You guys have a great day and enjoy your Sunday.
All right. Thanks very much.
Awesome. Appreciate report. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with Frank and Kathy and all this good tuna talk and Guadalupe. I can't wait for Pete to get back. We're going to be back on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the great savings on pen reels, including the Fathom, International, and the all-new Torque in silver. These pen reels are ideal for long-range anglers. At Tackle Day, come meet over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle, up to 80% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great Sunday morning in
the
studio.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, Frank and Kathy talking about lots of good fishing on the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. But speaking of fishing, let's jump into the catch report.
Let's do it. And this report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. A BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. Just one of the several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BGI.com. That's BlueBGI.com.
I'll make a side note there. Mm-hmm. I was at the bait barge on Friday at the Everingham Brothers bait barge, and there was a boat in front of us dumping fuel. It was like a big cob, like a 40-foot cobble or something.
And
like
didn't
that.
Realize
just
they were doing
dumping
it.
Fuel in the. It was like, where is all this fuel coming from? I looked in the front. Here's this boat dumping fuel in the water.
And didn't realize they
and
were
didn't
doing
realize
it.
They were doing it. So the Blue BGI would the BG1 would take care of that.
Well, hopefully that guy in the cobble's listening, because he can get the affordable products at Wilson Marine and the San Diego Marine Exchange.
Yes, indeed. Okay, let's start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you guys all this morning?
Doing good. Great.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Fall is definitely in the air. You can certainly feel it. It's kind of a nice change.
No doubt about it, right?
Kind of liking the crisp mornings for sure.
Yeah.
But hey, for us this week, you know, we continued with kind of our like regularly scheduled programming here as far as the bass fishing goes on our half day trips. Some real good calico bass fishing along the kelp and over some of the hard bottom spots up here. Some, you know, we had some real clean water up on the beach this week. 65 to 67 is kind of what we were fishing in that half day zone. I'd say the fly line sardine was definitely the better bet for catching for us this week. You know, we did see plenty of action on the artificial lures and things with that cleaner water. You know, it's hard to beat a 4-inch sardine for catching a calico bass. We saw some solid sheephead on the clam and the shrimp. Guys like to bring some of that stuff on those half-day trips, as well as some nice sculpin, kind of rounded out that half-day count. The three-quarter day for us right now, we continue to be focused on that bottom fish. Plenty of opportunity, you know, some real nice fish being caught. You know, we're telling our anglers, come with a good assortment of torpedo sinkers from like the 8 to 12 ounce ranges. We've had some days with some current out in that deeper water, especially later in the afternoons. That current's kind of picked up and you know, keeping the baits down in the fish has been a little tricky with the lighter sinker. So come prepared with that stuff. But the smaller sardine has also been lights out for us, that assorted bottom fish. So it's been just beautiful bait for us. The Fury, he's still kind of, you know, he's grinding. He's been super busy as well. He's either fishing the offshore banks for yellows this week or making a longer run down the coast to that tuna sector. So he's had some great catches this week for his efforts. That yellow on those offshore banks, it's been a good grade of fish. I'd say it's like 18 to 25-pound fish. The flyline sardine, again, was a king there. And, you know, some shots, though, as well on the surface irons on that same fish. And then that yellow fin and a sample of bluefin in his count this week. Again, all in the flyline bait. So still staying plenty busy for us. But for sure, like I said, you can feel a change when you're putting your hand on the handle in the morning to get a bait. That water's dropping a little bit. So anyways, guys, want to... You guys want to hop on a trip with us, certainly give the landing a call. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can book online at danawharf.com or link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup page there. And you guys use the code FALL25 if you want to save a few bucks on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips with us through the month of October.
25% off using the code FALL25 at checkout at danawharf.com. Just go to the front page of letstalkhookup.com, click on that Dana Wharf banner, take you right there. Right, Brian?
It's nice and easy. Couldn't be any easier.
All right. Well, that's very generous of you guys to offer that on those trips, and we sure appreciate it. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you.
Well, from Brian Woolley and Dana Point to a place I just got back from, Rosie, a beautiful Cedros Island. And, man, what an awesome place you guys have going there, Rosie.
Good morning, Rosie Flowers.
Yeah, you know what? It's pretty nice down there. We can't complain at all.
Where's RH this morning?
RH, well, you know, RH and I had a pretty fun time last night at Ricky and Dal's wedding, and his voice is a little hoarse.
Okay.
So it's my turn.
The morning after.
The morning after. Ain't it great? So it's me. So, well, Cedros Island, I have to say, this whole year did not disappoint. And as we get further on into the season, I just keep on being amazed at, you know, when I get my call-ins from my captains telling me what they've caught. So this last week, a couple of different things. You know, we had a little bit of that wind. You know, the good days were maybe around 8 to 10 knots, but then the winds in the afternoons, they would get up to like 15 knots. So these guys would stay on the lee of the island. And, you know, Javier and Lalo, the guys that have been fishing down there forever, man, they get in these pongas and they just know what to do. And what was really working well this last week is they were taking like 3-0 circle hooks, putting big old mackerel on them, literally in about 15 feet of water, and they would clip one of the fins on those mackerel and just send them berserk into the water they go. So here they are fishing, getting 40-pound yellowtails on this little, you know, mackerel with a clipped fin, and bringing them on over.
Nice.
So the group down there last week, we had a lot of personal best, and I always giggle when someone says, "Yeah, I got my personal best yellowtail, you know, ever," and it was a 27-pounder. And I said, "Well, what was your personal best before that?" They go, "No, you don't understand. This is the first time I've ever caught a yellowtail."
Yeah.
And
cool.
I'm like, "Boy, how many people can say, you know, their first yellowtail they ever caught was a 27-pounder, and it was their personal
best."
That's
pretty neat, Rosie.
You know, people wait for years for that.
I know a couple that was that just got back a few days ago. Tom and Val were down there.
They were.
And a couple of the pongas had very good yellowtail fishing surface iron literally on the bank on the lead.
Really?
Yes.
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 Absolutely.
On very good-sized fish, too.
That's nice.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking fish that were, you know, 33 to, I think, 47 pounds.
Jeez.
Yes.
And,
nice,
yeah,
great.
And they were just, and the Dorado, too. They were catching Dorado. The Dorado were really close to shore. And surface iron, anything mint and white was the hot ticket last week. And, you know, no complaints. The anglers were all just thrilled, you know.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, Val and Tom had a really good trip. And it was Tom's birthday down there, too. So
all right.
Yeah. Celebration for him.
Well, if somebody wants to come down to Cedros, I know the season's winding down. If somebody wants to come to Cedros Sport Fishing, are there spots available?
You know, I have 3 spots at the end of the month, leaving on the 26th to the 31st.
Wow.
I know it's just a funky cancellation that happened, but we have that open, and otherwise we're looking towards next year. And I should have the final schedule completely up here within the next month. So look for that at SedrosSportFishing.com. Go to schedule and look at that. And I will be going through all the people that have called first and trying to get on spots. Both Let's Talk Hookup trips are completely full, but it doesn't hurt to get on the wait list because we do have people that for some reason or not can't make it, and then we go to that wait list first. So give me a buzz. Phone number is 619-772-7570.
All right. Thanks, Rosie Flowers. All appreciate right. that
Good
report.
Going, Rosie.
Talk to you or Jeff next week.
Got it.
All right. Yeah, awesome stuff, man. All the way from Cedros down to our local guru for the surf fishing, Gundy Gunderson. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great. Good. We were talking about, the Fly Guys yesterday, which was a great show. Conway and Al were great. Talking about Corbina fishing, how good it's been.
It has. You know, this is right at the end, you know, we're like 65 degree water, so it's cooling, but still, I got a chance to get down to Newport, and boy, we were looking at some nice fish. We hung a few, but you gotta be patient with them, and you gotta fish those tides, but some very nice quality fish in the surf line. What happens up north, though, is what we're gonna start with. The barred perch fight was very good on the northern beaches. Cooling water temps have put the fish on the bite. Hook, line, sinker reported limit south fishing. Galita, Gaviota, Silver Strand, Santa Claus Lane, Mussel and Lugworms have been the top baits there. The Grub Bite's also been good. Wiley's held their first Uptown Derby of the fall, and an impressive 2-pound, 8-ounce barred perch was the winner, taking on an MSA anchovy pattern flash minnow. The group reported good fishing on perch, a couple Corbina in the mix. Most of the fish ranged from 1.5 to 1 pound, with a few a pound and a half. Big fish was taken off Wainimi. Big Fish also reported a spurt of good Corbina fishing along Long Beach. Several 3- and 4-pound class fish were taken on Ghost Shrimp. Lots of refusals on the sand crabs, and that's what we were experiencing. But some of their guys are bringing Ghost Shrimp, Bloodworms, fresh mussels, and that's a real good idea in the fall if you're getting refusals on the sand crab. The Spotfin were also on the bite taking Lugworms. The Corbina on the southern beaches off Newport, Dana, Oceanside, like I said, were a little bit skittish with some refusal. But think about those other bait selections. The water temp's 65, so you can't close the book on it yet. You're just seeing too many fish. And finally, Blue Water reported catch of the week, 11-pound, 3-ounce short fin Corbina. It was taken by one of our listeners, Jeff Suttle. He said you know him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a long-time listener, and he was listening to our surf fishing report, went out there, took 11-pound, 3-ounce short fin
Corbina. That's a jumbo. That's a big
that
one.
Is.
Yeah, congratulations, Jeff.
I think it's a state record, but I'm afraid Jeff didn't know that, and he ate it.
That's
a jumbo, baby.
Yeah, well, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. Great report, as always, and who knows what next week will bring, and we'll talk to you then.
Yeah, that's the deal. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good week.
All right, appreciate it.
One of my favorite reports of the week, Gundy. And today, CCA is sponsoring Surf Clinic. Not today, but today's sponsored by CCA. And Bill Varney is offering a surf fishing clinic coming soon. So check fishthesurf.com. And that's Bill Varney's site.
Yep.
And you'll find tips, reports, and techniques designed to help you in your surf fishing.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Corey.
Let's talk to John. John's calling from Escondido this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's always enjoy fishing on your boats, Frank. I got to fish with you and your lovely wife on an 8-day back in June.
Great.
Did another 3-day. I got an 18-day going on your boat in April with the Mataki group. But a great group. Doesn't matter if Jeff or Roy's running the boat. Another plug, I was in Fisherman's Landing, the tackle shop, last week. I went fishing at Oceanside, which is not something that I normally do. But the group I was fishing with, that's where they wanted to go. So we went down south, caught the yellowfin. But I watched these guys get their fish bagged up and take their fish home, and I just kept my fish. I came down to Fisherman's Processing. They took my fish, and took a really good, did a really good job like I normally do. And I didn't have to deal with all the stupid regulations of giving you, you know, the collars and everything else that goes with it, and having to take care of it when I got home. So thank you guys very much.
How about
you're,
that?
You're welcome. That's you know, Fisherman's Processing is always does a great job, and it definitely is a way to take care of your fish and
yeah.
keep it for a year afterwards. You
yeah,
know, it's just
they do a fantastic. I always like to request the 5 mil bag, pay a little
yep.
extra,
yep.
and have the 5 mil bag. It just keeps that much better in the freezer.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. And you say a year, but honestly, I've had some a little bit longer, and it's definitely there. You can't tell. You know,
that's one thing about the yellowtail. You can keep it a long, long
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Same thing, obviously, with wahoo. I think you can keep wahoo for 3 years.
Wow. I like it.
I really do.
That's good. Hey, glad you're hooked on the Royal Polaris, John, and good luck on your next trip.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate the call this morning.
Awesome report, Mr. Beerling. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with more from Frank and Kathy and all this killer talk. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup and the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a radio.com sports station.
Defenders draped on both shoulders, and Graham catches the 8-yard touchdown pass from Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers plays here on 97.3 The Fan. This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers reps like Shimano, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturer's incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We will have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
It's Yamaha's Y-Wave for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.